Yo, what up?
Hello.
Hello. What? Game one of the finals is over, and we are on contested layups, and we are here to break it down for you. It's Eddie.
It's John.
Rodney. How you doing? John just got back from his trip from the Philippines, everybody.
Welcome back to America.
No sleep. Head to a podcast right away. That's what's up. Yeah, let's go, John.
He wants us to call him John John now.
Little John John.
How's your trip, man?
John boy.
It was great.
John All right. boy.
John also went to Korea. Shout out Walker.
John the Island Boy.
John the Island Boy.
The island hop by himself.
Yes.
V.
What's going on?
In his Neymar shirt. What's up, man?
Let's go.
V's very happy. The Raptors just won. Kawhi gets his first finals win since 2014.
Well, there's a lot to be happy about right now. We're about to go in.
Garnick, in his Von Dutch hat and Spurs shirt.
That's what's up. It's all day. And the Spurs shirt is just for V.
Just the added touch. Thank you.
That's
I love it.
It's actually not a Von Dutch hat. It's a, what does that say?
I have no idea.
It's something in Mexico.
I'm a dad. I don't choose hats. I just
wear
find one.
Yeah.
You good, man?
I'm like V from 2005.
Oof, it was a good time.
Oh, it was a good time.
That has
no, Tim. Tim. He stole like three of my hats.
He did.
Tim has like four of my belts.
And last but not least, Raul, what's up, man?
What's going on?
You good?
I'm good, man.
How's your week been?
Week's been pretty good. Started a new menu at work.
Whoa.
Raul posted a nice little post on Instagram. Yacht Club, check it out.
What's up?
Oh, yeah. Check out the Instagram post of my 2019 off-season wish list of where I want some key players to go on our Instagram.
Yep. A nice little post, man. Good stuff.
It's cute.
I don't know if it makes any sense, that's just where I want to go.
What you want to see?
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it. Remember, you can find Contest Layups on Google Play, Instagram, iTunes, Facebook.
Don't forget to check us out on YouTube for full episodes.
And less.
And nothing else.
And nothing more.
And perhaps
nice.
More.
Smooth.
So, game one of the finals is in the books. It's all the books are being written right now.
Yeah, Eddie,
it's all about the books. I'll allude to game one of the finals.
The master eluder.
The Raptors winning 118-109 over Golden State, taking a 1-0 series lead, winning in Toronto tonight.
Got a shot, baby. We got a shot.
Well, it's a W already.
Pascal Siakam led the Raptors with 32 points on 14 of 17 shooting tonight.
Jeez. They stole home court.
8 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 block, 2 or 1 steal, 2 blocks for Pascal Siakam. By far his best game of his career, I'd say.
Ever?
Yeah. Kawhi Leonard, 23 points on 5 of 14 shooting, 10 of 12 from the line, though. And my arch nemesis for the rest of my life, Fred VanVleet, with 15 points on 5 of 8
Why?
Shooting. Why? Because he beat my Bucks single-handedly.
Your Bucks.
My Bucks. Our Bucks.
I didn't know you were walking in.
Our Bucks. Walker and I's Bucks. Garnick's out of the conversation now.
Oh, yeah. Flip-flopper.
Flip-flopper over here. Get out of here, man.
Guess Steph. What I wore today to this podcast.
Flip-flopping more than John in the Philippines.
Island life, baby.
Steph Curry led the Golden State Warriors with 34 points on 8 of 18 shooting, 14 of 14 from the free throw line. Klay Thompson, 21 points, 8 of 17 shooting. Draymond Green had a triple-double and a loss, 10-10-10. 6 turnovers for Draymond. It was kind of what we expected for the Warriors. Who wants to start talking about this game? What'd you think? What'd you like? What'd you hate?
The tempo. Kawhi Leonard's fingerprints everywhere. Give me the ball. Run the offense. Pascal, do your thing. We getting in there. Yo, do you guys even know how to hoop in Golden State? Because we've been hooping. All that little stuff you've been doing with that clean pass, and we're playing long defensive possessions. We're pulling it out. We're going to make Steph work for everything. He was hot to start the game, and then all of a sudden, the black cloud.
Is that 32?
What are you talking about? No, listen. He came out of the gate really strong. In that second quarter, he kind of disappeared. And then in the third quarter, he came out a little bit more. And then the last 8 minutes of the fourth, he was kind of nowhere to be found. He made a floater. He made some free throws. He had a nice little pull-up for a foul. And other than that, where was the impact? Nowhere.
Well, I mean, you lost, so I can't disagree with you there.
Don't disagree.
I'm not going to. 34 points, but in a losing effort, you know, what are you going
to do? Pascal Siakam, baby. Flying your iron. Yeah. So good. He's so, so good. He's
so good.
A star is born.
Clearly the most improved in the league.
That's where I was going with this, actually, because I believe the votes are counted before the postseason starts. Is that correct, Ed?
Yeah. It is.
So how stupid are voters going to look if they don't choose him, if they choose D'Angelo at this point? Because I got to be honest, I had D'Angelo before the playoffs.
No, you said
if I could vote now, I would flip-flop. Thank you. Can you blame me?
You can't keep one. There's no one role with you.
No. When given an opportunity to reassess, given new facts, I will possibly reserve the right to flip-flop. Thank you very much.
Pascal Siakam, with 32 points, a career high. He had his best game. He was all over the place defensively, too.
He is a star.
Yeah.
He's going to be a star after this series.
Yeah, regardless of how it turns out, I agree with you.
He's the second option, right, Eddie?
Yeah, he is.
Yes, he is.
Johnny was sass.
John came back from the Philippines sassy as all hell.
Yep, man. Well, I also like the fact that they stayed big. With Golden State.
John, enough about your trip.
That's a conversation off the air, thanks. But they kept Siakam long.
Whoa. Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Whoa.
Girthy. Go ahead, man.
And Gasol was important. So hopefully they can get Cousins and Durant back. And give themselves a chance in the boards, blocks, all that good stuff.
Gasol had 20 points tonight. Marc Gasol had 20 points on 6 of 10 shooting, 2 of 4 from 3. He did foul out, but regardless, his impact was clearly felt.
He fouled out with like 30 seconds to go.
Yeah.
Didn't matter. It was out of reach at that point.
But Gasol was fantastic tonight. Also, Danny Green made some shots for the first time in like a month or so. He had 11 points tonight on 4 of 9 shooting, 3 of 7 from 3. Raul.
What's going on?
Give us your thoughts, man.
OKC all day,
let's go. Let me start off by saying
we're back. We're back.
Well, in all honesty, I think this was a feeler. This was a feeler game for Golden State.
Mm-hmm.
I think they pretty much knew going into Toronto. Like, Toronto's been all. I don't even think Toronto's lost at home so far in the playoffs.
No, they did. It's Philadelphia.
They have?
Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. But regardless, they've
been, and Orlando actually lost the first game.
They've been very strong at home, and to me, for what I saw in the game, Golden State just never. I never really saw Golden State's sense of urgency. They were pretty much just kind of lollygagging most of the time.
Lollygagging.
The bench really stepped up in the third quarter towards the. Beginning of the fourth quarter, end of the third quarter, to cut the lead down to as little as 3. And DeMarcus got in there, and he was able to give him a couple good minutes, but he only played, I think, a total of like 10 minutes.
8, yep.
Yeah. So the bench did some work. I like what I saw out of Livingston, Looney. I think they gave good effort. But at the end of the day, I think Golden State kind of more or less just didn't really care that much about this game.
I think it, part of it comes down to having not played a game in over 10 days. Like,
that's true.
Like, you know,
excuses.
It's rust.
What? Like, what do you mean, though?
Flip flopper.
But I also give credit to Toronto because their defense was really strong, and I wasn't really expecting Toronto's defense to be as good as it was today, because I know coming into game one, everybody's talking about, oh yeah, Toronto's gonna lock down on D and do all this stuff to Golden State, but the defense that they were playing against Milwaukee, it's a lot different for what you have to do against Golden State.
Well, of course, yeah.
For Milwaukee, they were pretty much just creating a wall for Giannis and then allowing them, the shooters around him, to shoot threes. If you try to do that against Golden State, you're going to get killed every time. So I didn't really expect them to be able to man up as much as they did this game. I saw a lot of man-to-man defense. I saw a lot of good closeouts from Marcus Gasol, Siakam, pretty much all of their guys, and their effort was quality today.
Offense is skill and defense is effort, and that's what they've been doing the whole, game one and during the last series. Toronto's just making a better effort on defense, and it's showing. They're crashing the boards, they're closing out hard and fast, and I think that's ruining the rhythm of Golden State's offense.
Claws, baby, claws.
Some of the stuff that did happen in that Milwaukee series was taken into effect on defense in this series.
Yes.
They closed out on Giannis last series, and today they really brought that same mentality to Draymond going to the middle. And Steph tried attacking the basket a few times too, and they really put hands up and got to him and got to his body. And the end of that, and they did it with Milwaukee, was closed out on shooters. Milwaukee, they were the number one shooting team throughout the league this year as far as number of attempts. And they got out to Milwaukee. And then today as well, they did the same exact thing. They got out, they kept pressure, and they kept it up throughout the whole course of a game, which really shows that, hey, you know, we grew throughout these whole playoffs. Every step of the way, we picked something up. And that's another shout-out to Nick Nurse for doing what he's done, because it's hard to close out on these guys. But this was what I said it would be. This is the team we saw LeBron beat, because they had a little bit more as far as that big wing, that big body that can do everything. And now he's got help in Siakam, who's helping him out with the same thing. So there's a difference between when KD is playing and when KD is not playing. And this is a game where that little bit of KD really would have helped them.
Oh, yeah. Agreed. Absolutely.
Agreed.
I think even a little bit more of DeMarcus.
Yeah.
More than 8 minutes.
Well,
but you can't,
I can't do that right now. He's just
kind of...
But he's just saying.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know. They're extremely shorthanded right now. But it's looking like they're going to be able to work into DeMarcus a little bit more. And I expect KD to come back. So I'm not really worried about them. I mean, they didn't even really lose by that badly tonight either.
They're always in the game. I think an adjustment that Kerr makes is Jordan Bell started tonight and played 12 minutes. I think Looney starts game two. Against Gasol, I think you gotta throw Looney in there, even though Looney Tunes had 5 fouls in 28 minutes. Bell is out of his element in the starting lineup right now. I think Looney has better rapport with the starters.
I also think that Golden State is going to use this game to figure out what kind of adjustments they need to make offensive and defensively, also with their lineups, just because they haven't played Toronto in the play, you know, like this is the first time they're playing them in the playoffs. They don't really know what to expect, so they come out here, they give a pretty decent effort. If they can pull it out, then that's great. But I think this game was more of a chess move on Golden State's part.
I agree with you. I think Kyle Lowry did a good job of also taking charges when the opportunities when Green would take a dribble, Draymond Green would take a dribble, and Lowry would move right in position, because he knew Green was going hard to the basket, regardless if Green's looking for a layup or if he's looking for that lob or to even kick it out and swing. Once Draymond takes that hard dribble, Lowry steps into position to take multiple charges.
I would be disappointed if Cousins doesn't play more than 20 minutes next game. I think it's the finals. You have to pony up right now. And, you know, all the chips are in the middle. You have to play as much as you can. And, you know, regardless of your injury, you have to step up right now.
Do you think Cousins starts over Looney?
I think by the end of this series, he will.
Yeah.
Maybe not game two.
Okay, go ahead, John.
Okay, V, this is for you, real quick.
Okay.
So being that you're cheering, obviously you're cheering for Toronto to win.
What gave you that idea?
Oh, yeah, what? Okay, go on.
Would you say that we haven't seen the best of Toronto's defense?
That's a tough question. Kawhi, you're going to get maximum effort out of Kawhi every game. You're going to get maximum effort so far out of all these guys every game. It's when the game gets out of control. Tonight I felt like how Raul said they were kind of lollygagging. they were waiting for runs. Every time I saw Steph, it felt like he was like, hey, we're going to get it. We're going to get this motor going. When we start kicking it up, we're going to go. And Siakam had a big third quarter, which shut down the third quarter push. And that fourth quarter, you didn't see the run. So there's definitely, you know, the most defense you can do is what can win you the game. And they did that.
I'm only asking because we obviously saw this type of effort. Now we go three or four games in. Nick Nurse makes defensive adjustments. Do you think they can lock him down, even with
the, with KD?
With KD or DeMarcus playing, let's say, like 50, 60 to 70% of their capability?
I mean, when KD comes back, what are we talking? Game 5? Game 4? Like, because it's a lot. Like, one game in is like a game to get your feet in there. So you're going to, but KD, that stroke can just come game 1. And you're going to need Kawhi to guard him. And the rest of these guards did a good job on Steph, and everybody rotated. It was pretty good. So
I'm just, I'm asking because this is the first game, and obviously we don't know. we don't know how the series will unfold.
Are you asking me if I have the answers on how you can beat Kawhi? Because y'all, you need those answers right now.
We got a comment from Tim. We got Tim.
I have the answer to beat Kawhi. Apparently, Golden State does not have fun guys on their team. case in point.
So, and what would you like people to know about you? I'm a fun guy. I still love the game of basketball. I mean, it's just more questions you have to ask. In order for me to tell you about myself, I just can't give you the whole spiel. I don't even know where you're sitting at.
There it is. The Kawhi Leonard preseason press conference. Go ahead, Raul.
Alright, I'm gonna make a statement right now.
Oh, I'm with you. I already know where this is going.
Kawhi cannot guard KD.
Whoa, what?
And let me tell you why. All right. Kawhi has built his defensive reputation. His man-to-man defensive reputation is, you know, guarding the best in the league.
No, more like a fun guy.
Yeah, more, but also as a fun guy. Who did he guard? He guarded LeBron. Didn't have a jump shot back then. Wow. He guarded Ben Simmons. Wow. Doesn't have a jump shot.
Kobe.
Giannis. Doesn't have a jump shot.
Giannis.
He's very good at defending people.
Kind of a bad guy.
Players.
Unfun guy.
He's very good at guarding players that don't have, that are very athletic, but they don't have a mid-range game or a shot for that matter. So I think KD is going to absolutely tear him up.
He learned from Kobe, man. Wow. He learned from Kobe.
Learn from Kobe.
So clearly, Raul doesn't think Toronto's defense will get any better.
It might get. I mean, Toronto's defense is already really good. I completely acknowledge that. Everything that they do, they're very creative defensively, and they give maximum effort on whether it's help D or man or whatever or just whatever you want. But I think if it's a question of you're going to need Kawhi to stop KD, I don't think there's any chance of that happening.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We don't need to stop KD. KD's going to come in the game.
You're going to need to stop KD.
KD's going
to
come in the game.
You can't.
It depends when he comes back. What if he comes back game 4?
Check this out. KD comes back game 2. Plays really well. Rest of the Warriors don't know how to score with KD on the floor because they forgot how to do it.
No, come on, dude.
That's what's happened all season so far. Whenever KD plays, they rely on KD. If Steph has a good game with KD, they win. Or Klay. But all of a sudden, the ball's not in Draymond's hands anymore, moving it off on fast breaks. Which could be a good thing because he sucked tonight. But KD, Kawhi...
Triple-double, man. Triple-double.
10-10. Get out of here.
Six turnovers.
Get out of here.
I know.
All right. Raul...
Game 2 flood.
Game 2 flood.
Yeah, there's no flood.
How did they have a flood? Guy that stick, by
oh
the way.
My gosh, if Toronto has a flood, it is over.
How did Fun Guy not stick, by the way?
This is not as good as Flood.
Guys. It's not as good as Flood. All right, so back to Raul's point about Kawhi Leonard. With the Milwaukee series, I thought it was a lot more of how Milwaukee helped. And they're just their how they built that wall, kind of, I think, was Kawhi did a good job. He was primarily stuck on Giannis, but it was a lot in Gasol and Pascal Siakam that was a big deal of it. But I'm not saying that the Raptors aren't going to stop Kevin Durant. It's just they have excellent defenders behind Kawhi too. Pascal Siakam's an elite defender in this league, I'm convinced. And Marcus Gasol's a defensive player of the year. And Kyle Lowry's really good too. So it's kind of, it's not just Kawhi Leonard who is the defender on the Raptors. This is a good defensive team. They match up well with Golden State. But I do think that Durant is the X factor in this series. He needs to come back for Golden State.
That's
the
big question for me.
Yeah, I do think already after one game, even though Golden State looked lackadaisical, Durant needs to come back.
I don't think you can call him an X factor because it's pretty obvious that they need him. It's not like, to me, an X factor is like under the radar.
Okay, fine.
So, in that case, I'm going to say that Cousins is the X factor. Because if KD doesn't come back, maybe Cousins is enough.
Maybe. Maybe. Go ahead,
maybe.
You got
something?
You just wanted to second my maybe.
Maybe. Gotcha.
Kawhi doesn't care who comes back. Yo, bring the Army. Better get the Navy. Bring everybody.
Marines?
Yo, no, not the Marines. They're too hardcore. But the other two.
Coast Guard?
Fine.
What about the Air Force?
No. Kawhi runs the Air Force.
But he's in Canada.
Oh my God! Listen, there's no way Toronto loses this series. I'm just gonna say it now.
What?
I'm just gonna say it right now.
Are we doing this right now?
He thinks Toronto Z will get better from here.
Hold on. This is they had to win this game. Out of every game, they had to win this game.
But it's Golden State, man. Just because you have to doesn't mean you get to.
Yes.
Right.
Houston had to win Game 6.
Whoa.
Yeah, okay.
Doesn't mean anything.
Milwaukee, but this is the beginning of a series.
Milwaukee had to win Game 7.
Regardless.
Well,
that's even worse. Beginning of the series, you don't know what you're getting into.
Right, but they're in Toronto. Durant's still hurt. This is a game you have to have.
This is the perfect storm.
No shit, Sherlock.
Yeah, and so that's what I'm saying.
I mean, I also have to have Game 2, Game 3,
yeah.
Game 4.
You need to win at least 4.
His point is that this is the game for them to lose. This is the one that they're going to lose.
If Golden State's going to lose a game, it was Game 1. And if it's...
Okay, then put it that way, asshole.
All right, whatever. That was Tim's impression of Kawhi Leonard's laugh. All right, do you guys want to do predictions for the rest of the series right now?
Yeah, of course.
Right, let's be fun guys.
Be a fun guy in what's the prediction?
What Raptors 5.
All right, man.
In, out. Silence. No one moves. Real G's move in silence like lasagna. Kawhi doesn't talk to nobody. Kawhi doesn't even smile in the post game.
Wow. Okay. What do you got?
I'm going to go Warriors in 5.
Oh, yes!
I love it.
Yeah.
4 in a row, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
He did call.
I did call the
Portland sweep.
Yes, I did.
He did.
Yes, I did.
His teeth did not move when he said that.
I also called the Toronto Milwaukee series too.
Did you call it in 6?
Yes, I did.
What's that?
I got the Warriors in 6. I think I think Raul's probably going to say the same thing if I'm betting.
Yeah. I think they can do it even without Durant. Yeah, don't at me.
Yo, adding.
Garnick, what do you got?
I have to go Toronto on this one.
Does this even matter? Because if whatever happens, it's just going to fly to the other
side. That's all day. But if they do win, then I'm a genius. What's up?
Toronto in what?
Toronto in 5.
Wow.
Let's go.
Damn, man. This disrespect.
KD doesn't come back. DeMarcus Cousins looking slow. What? Easy.
I think you've seen Toronto played very, very good basketball today.
Better
Siakam,
very,
dude.
Very good
Siakam.
Basketball. Golden State
did you know
not
that,
play good basketball.
Did you know that Siakam backwards is
Mikaias.
Sack him.
Sack him.
What are we going to do? Sack him.
Don't forget. Mikaias. Warriors with 16 turnovers tonight. Yeah. Raptors with 10.
Golden State didn't play their brand of basketball.
You
today.
Play your like brand a, of like, basketball.
Like a worst brand of basketball.
Right. And Toronto played some of their best basketball today. I think that was the best defensively that I've seen them out of all the games that I watched.
They're ready.
Personally.
They're ready.
Yeah, and they were ready. They were completely ready. Golden State wasn't quite ready, and they weren't as sharp as they should be, and they still only lost by
nine.
I don't know.
And it wasn't even like, you know, it was whatever. They were just like, whatever.
I don't know what you saw, because I saw an average defensive effort for an average offensive team. What?
All
right. Yeah, get out of here, B. Get out of here, B.
Toronto's going to win the next one. Golden State's going to win the
sweep
next one.
Sweep after that?
Yeah, I
can see it. The same thing Toronto did to Milwaukee.
I can see it.
That's a funny thing. We should talk about Milwaukee.
Great transition there, V. We should talk about Milwaukee.
My Bucks.
Can I start?
Losing. Go ahead, V. Yeah. All
right, first Please. Off, losing let's start Raptors. With Giannis. I can't hoop, though. You got no jumper. Easy. That was the best defensive effort I've ever seen a team put on somebody who they thought was unstoppable. Everybody was talking about. Everybody was talking about Giannis being unstoppable.
Yeah, he was looking dejected at that. That was sad to watch, actually.
Dejected.
And the only other thing I want to start this conversation off is the best thing that I felt after that Milwaukee series. The thing that made me so happy. Two things.
Talk to him.
Two things. One, Eddie crying.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was so good.
I wish I was there.
It was so good. Oh, my tears of joy. Oh, my God.
Katie had to console me for a while.
And number two is exactly what I told you guys about Nikola Mirotic.
Yeah.
Number two, Nikola Mirotic, when it comes to the playoffs, he really, there's a difference in level of play. You have your regular season 20 points. Everybody talking. As soon as he hops on Milwaukee Bucks, all of a sudden, hey, this guy's really going to be a piece. This guy's really going to do this. Oh, he's really going to help them out in the playoffs. Oh, I guess none of you guys watch Bulls games because this is the most outrageous thing. Thank God. Jagged everything. Didn't even be a factor. No, Tony Snell would have done more. That's what you get. Cry. Oh. Eric Bled. Who? All right. God, yes.
I will say I was completely wrong about Eric Bledsoe. That guy sucked. Holy shit, that guy was so bad the whole series. That $72 million contract he signed midseason. That's a terrible deal for Milwaukee.
I think today is the first day you ever gave Kyle Lowry any props.
Me?
Yes.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, Kyle Lowry looked great tonight, and Lowry wasn't excellent in the Milwaukee series. Fred VanVleet is the bane of my existence. But Eric Bledsoe also sucked. Like, that guy what a lot of it was they double Giannis, and then Giannis will kick out the Bledsoe, or the swing will go to Bledsoe, and he'll pump fake for some reason, then drive where the defense doesn't even go for his pump fake. They know that he's driving anyway, and then he just throws up some garbage shot or kicks it out, and the shot clock's winding down. That happened so many times in the series. And Eric Bledsoe he sucks. Like... put me in the NBA, man. I can do a better job.
That's how you really feel.
Kyle Lowry also had a bunch of big games, and tonight he hit the dagger. He hit the.
Yeah. What a dagger! Bang! Game was 12 points already. Whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
Raul, good. Got to talk about the Bucks.
What can I say that hasn't been said already?
Thank you.
Eric Bledsoe was awful, completely awful. It's clear that they need an upgrade at that position. However, they could move him, and
he just got a 4-year, $72 million deal, man.
Check out the Instagram post. I say that I want Kemba Walker to go to the Bucks.
Oh,
and I think that would be a way better fit.
Walker's got a lot of moves.
What
to make.
A teaser, bro.
Yeah, you know, Chris Middleton also a non-factor, which was
surprising
and like really disappointing because last year he was a huge factor in the playoffs, and just to take that kind of step down is really weird.
No, it's. I don't think it's a step down. Middleton's still going to get you got to give more credit to Siakam and Leonard, man. Those guys did a great job of closing out on shooters, like V said, and their length disrupted Milwaukee, where Milwaukee usually gets open shots another, you know, 6 inches or whatever on their wingspan. That really made a big difference.
How does this team get to the finals? V?
Giannis gets better.
You're not V, asshole.
All right.
Oh, man.
First. Get rid of Chris Middleton and bring in Chris McCracken.
Could be.
Well, definitely upgrade a point guard, like Raul said. I just think there's a lot of... They need some swag. They need some guys that are tough. Okay. Brook Lopez was your guys' best player. Brook Lopez is the only person that won you a game this series. Like, if that's the case, like, you guys are having trouble. Also, the bench... Like, there was nobody that could step up and take over. There was no veteran leadership that was in the locker room that was going to help them out. Like, me and Raul always used to talk about Nazi Muhammad going to the Thunder. Because even though he didn't play, he would just sneak in. Hey, young fella.
Kendrick Perkins type.
Yeah. Something along those lines. They got banged inside. They got banged with having Giannis Antetokounmpo all over. Rebounding, he had 16 boards, but then he had, what, 12 points? Like, what does that do? That means you're not going up with the ball when you're getting it.
Yep.
And the overall defensive mentality. Like the way Toronto hawked to the ball, even tonight, just finishing out every possession to the maximum. That kind of effort comes with, one, Giannis developing a jump shot and being a leader. Giannis, I can't hoop, though. Being a leader. Sorry, I mispronounce guys' names when they can't hoop. But it's... It's difficult. It's difficult when you have one guy doing so much. If you could bring in a Jimmy or somebody who takes some of the load off, or if it was Kemba, because Kemba's a presence as a veteran and as a point guard. Anything like that'll do for them. It's just, who's going to go to Milwaukee? Who wants to go to Milwaukee? And now,
remember when Greg Monroe went to Milwaukee and that was a big deal?
Yeah.
Same thing could happen again. I mean, obviously Greg Monroe. Kemba Walker is no Greg Monroe. No one's. I'm not comparing that aspect of it. But at the time that happened, he was like a top-tier free agent.
Yeah, he was.
And, you know, the other option for him was the Knicks. And he chose Milwaukee. So don't be surprised if this happens. Giannis is real, real good.
He's good.
People are going to want to play with him. Milwaukee doesn't have... Their front office doesn't have like a toxic attitude or reputation like a Garpack. So...
Right.
You know, it's just like, what, 4 months a year that's really bad in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. The rest of the time, it's kind of okay.
The
June, it's gorgeous.
Oh, go down Water Street, the one street with bars.
Yeah, see cops.
The development of Giannis really comes to his passing out of double teams in this whole series. Every time he'd get double teamed, he would dribble out. It seemed like every single time he would see the double coming, and he would try and circle out and then... try and whip the ball around, and they try to get a good shot around there, and that worked in the regular season, and in against Boston, it really worked. He has to accept double teams.
It's fixable.
It's totally fixable. But that's something that when he accepts a double and is able to split a double team, it's over.
Yeah.
And that was what the Raptors really harped on, was that Giannis was circling out of double teams, and you know, it's when he learns to do it, then he'll be unstoppable. Go ahead, man.
Well, one other thing, though. You're 6'10". Every time he had the ball, it would be from the outside with his two dribbles trying to get to the paint. Like, you can't post up. Like, switch up your game a little bit. Post up sometime. Not a lot.
He's still 24, man. He's got room to grow.
Yeah, it's just things that he needs to work on in order to advance his game to cover all bases so that he doesn't seem so one-dimensional. Yeah. They really broke him down and put him into this little, hey, go ahead and drive. We're going to cut off your drive.
Right.
If you get the ball on the wing, we're going to double-team you. And those were the two things they did continuously. And that style, like, in Kobe's eyes, if you told Kobe they were going to stop your drive and stop you in the corner, like, you'd figure something out.
Series of moves.
Yeah. I'm about to show you a math equation about how I'm going to score, and then we're going to go out and do that. And it takes a lot to learn that.
Yeah.
And Kawhi learned that. And didn't it look, you know, I was watching the game today, and I was like, man, Kawhi and Marc Gasol kind of look like Kobe and Paul Gasol. You know what I'm saying? Just look.
Marcus all did look good.
All right, but what Milwaukee does, though, I think they re-signed Milton to the max.
Hopefully,
They try and bring back Brook Lopez. I think Lopez deserves a big deal, though.
Hopefully,
but if they can't, then you know, whatever. Get rid of Nico Mirotic. You're right.
Just a quick question: do you guys think that Milwaukee will spend the money needed
Absolutely. Not, if they don't.
Not to keep him and not to just sign Chris Middleton, but there's a lot go beyond that.
Well, if Kemba Walker is willing to come, if they're willing to, like Raul is saying, if they're willing to try and, I don't know, get rid of Chris or Eric Bledsoe, then I'd pay.
Doug. They're all in, man. They have a new arena, which would be whoa. We've been to.
Yeah.
Thank you, English.
That you didn't enjoy, but go on.
I thought it was pretty nice.
Did you say the Milwaukee game was boring?
I didn't say
I
that.
Said that.
I definitely said it.
I did not say that. But they have a legit star for the first time since I've been an adult. Unless you call Glenn Robinson a star.
Michael Redd?
Michael Redd?
No.
Ray Allen?
No, like an MVP candidate. When was the last time you could say that? I love Michael Redd.
Michael Redd?
I love me some Michael Redd. But he's no Giannis. Like,
Big Dog? Vin Baker?
Wow.
Ray Allen?
No. John Sammons?
Gary Payton?
All right, stop.
Okay, honestly...
Be honest, Raul.
If I'm the Bucks,
be honest.
I don't know if I trust Chris Middleton like with a max.
Yup.
I'm just going to say that. Not from what I saw in these playoffs. And...
Where did you go?
If there's a chance that I can get a Jimmy Butler or a Kemba Walker,
I'm gonna
put up the money for that player. The first thing that I do isn't give Chris Middleton a max. That's basically what I was saying. Once the offseason starts and we can start paying people or whatever, the first thing that I'm doing is not being okay. The first thing we got to sign Chris Middleton right away. I would much rather go and try to go for a Jimmy Butler or go for a Kemba Walker to put with Giannis, somebody that I know is a top 20 player and that is proven to be effective in the playoffs. Not just show some flashes of he's pretty good, he made his first All-Star team. I want a legit All-Star. I want a legit star on my team, a legit scorer, somebody who's not just going to shoot three, somebody who could put the ball on the floor, okay, somebody who could take away attention from Giannis. Because those are the things that needed to happen in this series. And because Giannis had to have so much responsibility and Bledsoe was so garbage.
So bad.
And Middleton was just not effective at all. The Raptors, it was easy.
No, it was not easy.
It wasn't easy, but it was they just had to stick to the plan.
Better game plan, baby.
Yeah, and you know, yeah, so if I definitely wouldn't mind, I definitely agree with V that Mirotić is whatever.
Well, he won't be resigned.
He's not the answer.
No. All right. Something I wanted to make mention of real quick. Draymond Green said something in the article that came out yesterday about 16 game players versus 82 game players. And you're probably right about Chris Middleton being an 82 game player right now. It's a difference when the playoffs come on and you play at a different level. That's what Draymond Green's alluding to. Mm-hmm. So that's what Milwaukee needs. Jimmy Butler is a 16-game player. He is. You know, Kawhi Leonard is a 16-game player. These guys play for the 16 games. They pace themselves in the 82, and then they prepare for that 16.
That's not something you do in your first 5 years.
But Chris Middleton hasn't. He has, like Raul said, he's had flashes where he's been excellent. And then game four of that series, he was excellent. He had, 40 points or something like that. He had a great game. But there were times where he needs to be more aggressive on his dribble. He needs to seek the drive and not settle for the jumper. He needs to, you know, do different things. And it's kind of his development. I don't know if it's where Milwaukee wants to go, I think, is more of the question. And if Jimmy is 29, he's entering his last contract, and Milton's 25, it's kind of if they want to build with Milton or if they want to try to win right now with Butler, but maybe sacrifice half a season of chemistry. Go ahead, man.
My point was about Middleton. If you don't offer him the max right away, someone else will.
Yes, thank you.
That's my problem with that. And you have to consider the fact that you are Milwaukee. And yes, I just explained why you have to go after the Kemba Walkers of the world if you are Milwaukee. But at the same time, the flip side of that is glass half empty. You don't want to let go of Chris Middleton, who is a very serviceable player. Yes, 82 game, 16 game, whatever. He can become that eventually.
Yeah, he can.
25. You know, he's not an A-lister in today's free agency.
No money, don't make no money.
Nice.
Look, all I'm saying is Milwaukee, don't go after Kawhi, but you should go after a Kemba. You know? Don't go for the home run, for the grand slam. Just hit doubles and triples.
Basically, yep. You got anything, John?
I think Milwaukee's in a great situation heading into the offseason where they can just, you know, get rid of these expiring contracts and, you know, figure out who they want in their core four or core five, and then build around those guys. I think they have the most flexibility to do that, and I don't think it's over for them.
I feel like Milwaukee is in a terrible situation. On the flip side of that, they are going to become the Indiana Pacers with Paul George. They're going to be a good team with a star player, with good talents around them, and they're going to be in the Eastern Conference Finals. The only thing that's stopping them is Kawhi, but Kawhi's supposed to move, so you think that's good. But Raul said there's going to be some moves, and I believe my man Raul here, there's going to be some moves to the East, either Kyrie moving, KD coming. There's going to be a shift here, and Kawhi's going to get, or Giannis is going to get stuck in that second tier.
It's not as simple as just saying, okay, we're going to run it back.
No, it's not in that regard. There are going to be changes in Milwaukee. Giannis said he wants everyone back.
Toronto's just going to get better. Siakam is going to get massively better.
But if you lose Kawhi, that's irreplaceable.
The fact that Siakam is going to get so much better, that's even more reason for Kawhi to stay. I don't even know why Kawhi would leave at all.
Don't know why either. Drake, dude? Drake?
I'm just trying to fast forward to July with Milwaukee. They have some difficult decisions to make overall. Three out of their five starters, practically, or three out of their five best players are free agents.
Yep.
Brogdon is a restricted free agent, so there's some strategy involved in that game.
Yep.
So that kind of puts you in a position where you have to choose, what do we do? Because if you're going to go after Middleton right away, you're going to go after Malcolm Brogdon as well right away. That's probably the strategy they go with. The only wrinkle there is literally choose one player that's better than Middleton and focus 100% of your effort on him. So if you don't get him within the first 6 hours, you walk away and you go after Middleton and Brogdon. Lopez, I don't know if you can bring him back. I mean, I'm sure they would like to.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if they can.
Yeah, I'd agree 100% with you. Is that Brogdon is super important.
I think a smart team can jump on that right now. Like, the Bulls are in a pretty good position.
Don't call the Bulls a smart team. Don't do that.
I know. Okay. The Bulls are in a smart position team to go after him.
Call a smart
team.
They
won't.
The Hawks or something like that.
You know what I'm getting at.
Yeah, but I get what you're
saying. If the Bulls were smart, they would go after him. Give him like $12 million a year. Or like $14 million a year.
Yeah, they would. They would. All right. But yeah, we'll see what happens with Milwaukee going into the offseason. Wait.
One last thing.
What's up?
If we're just going to flash forward, I'm just going to flash forward 4 years until me and Raul are standing over Eddie's crying body when Giannis leaves.
Mm-hmm. Giannis.
And the Lakers already won a championship.
Don't at me! Since Genie Bus took over, they're tied for the most losses.
Check out Genie Bus and Playboy.
Yep.
That was the 80s, man.
A story that we wanted to touch on before our show ends tonight is the Houston Rockets. And Daryl Morey said that
we're going to ignore the Lakers completely.
We're going to ignore the Lakers for now.
When I usually drop it.
The Houston Rockets apparently have made everyone available for trade. Obviously, not James Harden, but everyone else. Chris Paul, Clint Capella, Eric Gordon. Mike D'Antoni did not sign a contract extension today also. Talks are over. D'Antoni will go into his last season as Rockets coach. And then we'll discuss contract situation after the season.
The old Theo Epstein approach, eh?
Apparently. So this is kind of interesting where the Rockets lose to the Warriors and want to break it all up already. Garnick, you...
You're not breaking it all off.
We're starting with you here, man.
Please do. So here's what's going on. Daryl Morey, the genius, he's assessing the market. He wants to find out what everyone is worth, including Mr. Harden. Yes. I'm okay with that. You play the game. You can't win if you don't play. It's as simple as that. They have a very strong team, but they're aware of its shortcomings, specifically KP being as old as he is.
CP3.
And they just have to reassess everything. That doesn't mean they're going to make moves. It probably means they're going to tweak a few things. I want them so bad to get rid of C3PO, but it's not going to happen. He's just, that contract is
so fat.
Looking yeah. uglier every moment.
So fat. Know? Pay yeah. me.
Yep.
C-3PO is his new nickname, by the way. It's on the hook for what?
I've been saying that for years. I'm surprised.
Three more years at $124 million.
Yep. 40 Thank you, years Raul. Each. 40 mil each.
Roughly, yep. Good.
And he's 34 right now?
Yeah.
Oof. Not that they need to make changes because Golden State, I think this is where Golden State is kind of going to be making changes themselves. So you don't know what you're going to be bringing to the table against a team that you don't know what they're going to be next year. But you know Steph and Klay are going to be there. And you know what it takes to beat them. And
do you?
I mean, you know you need more than what you had previously.
Yeah.
And do you?
I mean, I think so because... No matter what, this team is going to be together. This Golden State team is going to keep running the same team back until it stops.
The wheels fall off.
Yeah, until it's done. If Kevin Durant leaves, that means you're going to see a reemergence of Steph Curry as the MVP candidate. And the guy can ball. The guy can downright ball. Also, who are they going to bring in? Because now you have this money, this free money without KD.
It's not free money.
No, they got to pay Thompson the max, and they got to pay Draymond Green next year. So they're preparing.
So then you have those three. So you know you have to. So there you go. So you know you have to go through those three.
They're not young anymore. First of all,
quick question: how do you think Houston sees themselves right now? Do you think that they still believe they're the second best team in the league?
No, they got humbled, man. That loss in Game 6 humbled the shit out of them. That was supposed to be their series. They're without Kevin Durant. They got a home game in Game 6 and they lose.
Obviously, they know that they're not better than the Warriors. But do you think they're looking at the other teams in the NBA saying, we're still better than all them?
That doesn't matter. If you can't get through Golden State, then what are you playing for? You're paying the luxury tax for Harden, Paul, and Capella, and you can't even get to the finals.
My point is this. If you're the Rockets and you're looking around and you're seeing all these teams get better, everybody's getting better. Toronto's coming up, Milwaukee's coming up, Philly's coming up.
That's East.
I know, but just everywhere, even in the West, Denver,
Portland,
everywhere.
Yeah.
LeBron's coming.
Portland is still, Portland was crazy. Everything going on right now in the league. The league is only getting better. Your time is only getting shorter. The window of you being a legitimate...
That's just facts of life, man. I'm not saying anything new here.
I know, but I'm saying that if they're looking at the landscape, they should really consider making major changes. Everybody's just going to get better. The goal isn't going to be... soon the goal won't be to just beat Golden State. The goal is going to have to be to beat everybody else,
too. So you're afraid they're going to, devolve into the Thunder, basically, where they thought they were the second best, then oh shit, maybe we're the fourth best, and now
you're the eighth best.
But even maybe even worse because they're getting older. They're getting older.
Oh, so they're the one team that's getting older.
No, but I'm just saying, I'm not.
C-3PO is old. Yes, we get it.
Eric Gordon's old too.
Yes.
Eric Gordon ain't shit. Who cares about Eric
Gordon? Eric Gordon was a major part. Eric Gordon's a major part of what's going on.
I think the Rockets are trying to find.
Is old as hell.
I think the Rockets are trying to find the same type of players and say Gordon, Tucker, and Ariza. Let's put it Ariza.
Oh my god, Ariza again.
But younger. I think they're just trying to get that team to be a little bit younger with the same characteristics that they had when they made that Western Conference Finals run.
No, that's I disagree with you completely on that point. I think they know they need to evolve further. That's why they're, again, reassessing all the pieces they have in place. I don't like the timing of this news coming out. I think this is something that needs to come out perhaps in July, once you know what Golden State is doing. This basically tells the whole league that, hey, we don't think we can beat Golden State even without KD. So, in that sense, they need to make a move. In reality, it's not as simple as, hey, let's just trade CP3. It's not going to happen like
C-3PO.
That.
I think the D'Antoni lack of an extension really actually speaks volumes about what's going on behind the scenes.
That's okay, though. They're keeping everyone around for one more year. That really sets the deadline for the following summer.
I think that Morey was probably trying to get him to change a little bit, get D'Antoni's approach to change a little bit. He was probably trying to talk to him about it, and D'Antoni got pissed off.
Well, the approach is not going to change. And that's why,
and that's been his success, but it's also been his downfall, is that he's never made a finals because he won't change.
Absolutely, Phoenix.
He's an 82 game coach, and he ain't a 16 game coach.
And what's crazy about this whole situation is that this is just to get through Golden State. But what happens when Golden State doesn't even think they can get through Kawhi? That's what I'm saying. This is over. Let's go.
Yeah, maybe in the next coming years, but not this year. Not gonna happen this finals, bud.
So the trade rumors was interesting, though, the timing of it. I think it was to Houston's known for crying, clearly, that they want all the attention on them when things aren't going their way.
That's how you look at it?
A little bit.
Look at the Clippers with Doc Rivers. They just cried the whole time. They put their own foot in their mouth in those playoff series.
And now Doc Rivers is saying Kawhi is the next Michael Jordan or whatever, the best thing since Michael Jordan.
I mean, that's true. That's facts.
So let's go to final thoughts. Let's do it. Let's wrap it up.
All right, I'll start it off. So I was thinking, if we were the Toon Squad, like, who would we all be? You know,
the Toon Squad.
The Toon Squad,
not the Monstars. No, Toon Squad. All right.
So V, Bugs, Space Jam's coming out. V's Bugs Bunny, right.
How the hell are you Bugs Bunny?
Because I'm running this right now.
That's true. He is. He kind of is.
Garnick, Tasmanian Devil.
That's all day.
If you haven't seen his hair in the morning, looks exactly the same.
All right, fine.
Raul?
Bill Murray. Gotcha.
Bill Murray. It's facts. All right? John, Sly, Sylvester the Cat. Moves real slow. And then I got...
moves real slow?
You
mean deliberate?
Deliberate.
And then I'm Lola Bunny because I bust your ass.
And then I got to Eddie, and that's what I thought. He'd be Lola Bunny, you know?
But I bust Bugs Bunny's ass all the time. That's how it goes.
But then I thought, who does Eddie really look like?
Brian Cardinal.
Elmer Fudd.
Elmer Fudd. His baby. And I was so happy after that.
Elmer Fudd had the headband on too, right?
Yes, he had the headband.
He did. All right, yeah.
That's my final thought. All
right, now who's Michael Jordan? Tim?
Tim.
Clearly Tim.
Tim is
clearly
definitely Michael Jordan.
Absolutely.
MVP.
All right. Good final thought, man. I like that one. You got anything? Anyone? John?
I got something.
Go ahead, T.
Do you know how many crappy Drake songs are going to be made after Toronto wins?
So Drake, his point here is that he was telling me all day.
Someone 19.
That Drake is going to drop so many albums if Toronto wins.
Yeah. He's definitely making a Toronto Raptors album.
Right.
Yeah.
Soundtrack.
Lame.
The finals.
Lame.
It's going to be so good.
Go ahead, John.
All right, two things.
I can't wait for the second one.
That's more than one.
1A, Island Life. Let's go.
Salt Life all day.
1B.
Salt Life is back.
Matt Manny Pacquiao.
As goofy as he is on TV.
You met Manny Pacquiao?
No. Second one. This was actually my first real one on Instagram. Are You the One has their new cast up?
Yo. Oh, let's go. TV, baby, let's go.
Why do you get so excited about such a shitty ass show?
That's
pretty good.
I know we didn't talk about the Lakers. Let's talk about them now because I have been living the island life and there's been drama in Lakerland.
That's three final thoughts, dude. You said two. Okay. So Island Life, and then
no, the
and
first
then
one
you
didn't
one?
Count.
Yeah,
the first
one
didn't count.
Right.
And he gets one extra ones because he missed some.
It's
that's
true.
True. All right,
so
fine,
you need
fine,
to
fine.
Catch up, dude.
All right,
you
need
to catch up. Come
on. The Lakers. Have been there's been a bunch of backstabbing. Michael Magic Johnson went on First Take and said and said that that Rob Pelinka what did he say? He said that Rob Pelinka was
backstabber.
Like,
Rob Pelinka was talking to him and people were talking behind him like, "Hey, Magic Johnson's never here. He's never here in the arena when we try to get signed. I went up to get some papers signed. Magic wasn't here."
Yep.
Did you hear what Rob Pelinka did? Like the Kobe Bryant story? That he had, the Dark Knight.
That he that Rob Pelinka apparently was trying to save face, John, and he kind of tried was it what was trying to build his credibility.
No, he was he had dinner with Heath Ledger because they just saw The Dark Knight and they're like, oh my god, like Heath Ledger, he dives so deep into a role like. The amount of work and effort that goes into that's like next level.
Wait, is the punchline of this joke is that Heath Ledger is dead?
No, this is before he died. Rough. So he said before he died, they had dinner to talk about, you know, what it takes to do that.
Okay,
and he told Kobe Bryant what he learned, and Kobe Bryant came in. Apply that mentality, and that was like a really good season or something like that when after that happened. And then they said that a source later revealed that never happened.
No. You butchered it.
What do you mean?
The source said that, well, not the source, but people did the math. Heath Ledger died 6 months before the movie was released, so that couldn't have happened. That's what... The source said. There's no source. It's just simple math. Chronology.
No, I think I...
Yeah, no,
I
yeah.
I read it was that it just didn't happen.
Really?
Regardless, that's some pretty ridiculous shit to say.
Why would you make that up? Noob.
So the Lakers hired Frank Vogel as their coach, and then they had his initial press conference, and the entire conversation was about how Magic Johnson would not first take and was like... No, the backstabbing that went on behind. They were barely asking Frank Vogel. Someone asked Frank Vogel a hilarious question. Since you were like the third choice, how does it feel? Because they tried to hire Monty Williams and Tyronn Lue beforehand, and both of them skimped out on the Lakers because they didn't want to deal with this bullshit.
They don't deal
and
with
then Frank Vogel was like, good? I don't know.
Genie Buss. And I saw a little bit of that interview with the little internet I had over there.
Yeah.
And
how was Jeannie Buss looking?
She was hot, man. Pixelated, but you can still make it out.
For some reason, I'm imagining John in front of a computer made out of coconuts.
I have to bang on the monitor just to keep the reception. But I don't know. I feel like this is all Jeannie Buss's fault. If what Magic is saying is true, like, yo, you shouldn't have. Never hired a part-timer, in my opinion. And I think it's all on her, to be honest.
Well, it's the proof's in the pudding. The Lakers have sucked since he's been in charge, so there you go.
There you go, yeah.
They sucked even before that, to be fair.
For like a year.
The Mozgov dang dual signings? Come on.
I thought she took
that
charge
of... That was before
of,
her.
Really?
That was
okay.
Before her.
All right, never mind. I thought it was like 2014.
No, I don't blame Magic Johnson at all.
I don't blame her. I don't blame him.
Well, maybe it was under her, but it was Mitch. It wasn't Magic.
Our boy Mitch Kupchak, the genius.
Magic just came in. Magic was never meant to be the one pulling the strings or even be in the office all the time.
So you just say he's not the one?
He's not the puppeteer.
He was never meant to do any of that. His main job was to be a face and attract free agents and... That's it.
Be Uncle Magic.
Yeah. Yo, I got LeBron here.
Yeah.
I agree. Magic.
Wash my hands of it. I got LeBron. I'm gonna go on vacation now. I did my job. Bye. So you can't really be mad at that. Like,
I agree.
You have to do that. That's your job.
Yeah, Rob.
My final thought, Masai Ujiri is the Theo of basketball. I think he is becoming a legend.
Uh-huh. In Toronto?
Okay. No, legendary. In the NBA. Just GM circles.
That's
such
what
a
the,
ballsy move, paying off so well.
Yeah, he
went.
Masai never won in Denver, though.
I get it, but he helped. He put this team together, kind of.
And they made the playoffs a bunch of years.
He put the framework together. Let's leave it at that.
And they were really good under Dwayne Casey, and he's just like, nah, Nick Nurse, bye.
Yep.
He's not afraid to make moves.
Point.
Yeah,
I did not even.
He's not afraid to shake up the roster or the coaching staff.
Yeah,
and
I mean Kyle Lowry didn't speak to him for like months.
Yeah,
yeah.
And now Kyle Lowry can't stop smiling. Good roll. You got a final thought?
Yeah, my final thought is going to be
so many fun guys
about Kevin Durant and all these blurbs that I hear that it is confirmed that he's going to the Knicks. It irks me. It makes me angry. Because I don't see at all why Kevin Durant would want to go to such a horrible organization.
Yep.
A shithole.
Not only is the franchise bad, like terribly run, the management is awful. They have no like winning pedigree other than
being the Knicks.
Being the Knicks, you know. On top of that, they're full of second to third year guys that still need a ton of development.
Yep.
And I just see no draw. I see no draw to that. On top of that, you go to the Knicks. Basically, what everybody's saying is Kevin Durant should go to the Knicks because if he goes to the Knicks and he wins a championship there, then everybody will consider him the greatest.
Dude, oh man.
I don't even know how many times I've heard that argument.
I know, I've heard it too. It's stupid.
And it's
not stupid.
It's no. I understand where they're coming from, and I get that. But at the same time, the flip side of that is just, why would Kevin Durant be interested in any of that? If he can't make them to the finals, they're not going to give him a long leash at all. Because he's Kevin Durant. Because how great he is. Because he already won championships and whatever. And he's winning championships right now. And they're already they've been discrediting him even when he wins championships in Golden State.
Dude, the Knicks fans loved Melo for years and he didn't do shit at all. You think they're going to turn on KD that fast? He's not going to go there by himself, first of all. Second of all, they're going to get RJ in the draft. So that's going to be their third best player after KD and whoever else he comes with. And then they still have Dennis Smith Jr. as the fourth. That's not too bad. You can do some damage in the East.
But if you're KD, why do you even, like, are you trying to just be a playoff contender, or are you trying to win championships?
You're
KD
trying
wants
to
win
improve your legacy.
Look what happened to LeBron.
You go somewhere else, and that's exactly what I was going to get to. Look at LeBron. Everybody talked about LeBron. If LeBron goes to the Lakers and he wins a championship over there, then he'll be the greatest of all time. He has a legit argument against Jordan to be the greatest of all time. What happens? They didn't even make the playoffs. Now everybody talks about him. Nah, he's not that good. Nah, he's too old. Nah, it's this, it's that. And it's
Knicks,
just,
you can't Knicks, have too old as an excuse for KD
Knicks,
right now.
The Knicks,
they're going to find it. Go ahead.
The Knicks management is worse than the Lakers.
Yeah. Yes.
That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah. The Knicks management is worse than the Lakers. The situation is worse than the Lakers. And, yeah, you can't use too old for KD, but people are already going to come in way more critical than Melo going to the Knicks when he got traded over there. They're already going to be... KD is a very polarizing figure right now. Why would you go to the Knicks and just have even
he would
even more
own New York if he goes to KD?
That was my point. He would own New York. The what LeBron did for his
go to Brooklyn and still be in New York.
Yes,
says you who's never been to New York.
And that's a way better situation for basketball.
He's just improving his brand by that much. You're gonna be all over everything New York. Like LeBron is all over everything LA. You're gonna get your foot in the door with all the business that happens in New York, and you're going to improve your own brand. And that's what it's going to be. I already got my rings. And if I get one, I look like a god. But if I don't get one, then I got my foot inside the door everywhere in New York.
Who's going to help your brand more, Jay-Z or whoever's running the Knicks? Exactly.
All right.
That's a good ender. I like that.
That was a pretty good ender. My final thought, I don't know, go Boston. Go Bruins.
Go Bruins?
I hate the Blues.
Oh, I don't hear any go Bucks coming out from over there. Thank
you for joining Contest Lives. Remember, this is episode number 98. We never went over our top songs in 98.
Top songs.
Thong song. Are you that somebody?
Thong song. Thong song.
That was not 98. That was like 2000.
That's my guess every year.
Remember, you can find us on Instagram, Google Play, iTunes, and Facebook.
Don't forget to check us out on YouTube if you want to see full episodes by searching Contest Lives episodes.
Thank you. And
thank you for listening.
We will see you later.
I'm here if you need to talk.
Island life. Golden State. Let's go. 6.